Well, it's a beautiful morning here in Rathnasca, and if you were here, you'd think that it's summer. Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster with Matt Aaron, is here with us now. Gerry, last year when I was here, I think you were here as well, it was windy, it was muddy, it was wet. It's just totally different this morning. The sun has burnt up the fog that was here earlier. It's cracking weather. Will it last?
Yes, Cian, it's an absolutely beautiful autumn day, and it's such a stark contrast to last year when we were literally wading through the mud and the rain. People can leave their wellies at home then. Really, today people, for the most part, can leave their wellies at home. It's a beautiful morning, some mist and fog coming in, which was actually lovely in itself. And
it is going to last, with that moon in the background, I think, this morning.
Absolutely. And for the ploughing championships, for the all 3 days, lovely fine weather in store.
Oh, well, so that's good news,
good news for this morning.
But Gerry, a wet spring, a wet autumn overall this year. It's not been great for farming, has it?
Yeah, the past 12 months have been difficult enough for farmers. I know the weather always provides different challenges for farmers every year. And the challenges this year were that both the winter and the spring were very wet. They were very mild, but they were very wet, which means there was an awful lot of rainfall. And that meant in the spring that soils weren't trafficable, which meant that farmers couldn't turn their stock out early.
Trafficable.
In that the ground was extremely soft and extremely wet and waterlogged.
So they got the livestock out later.
So for many farmers, livestock was put out later, as well as that for farmers sowing crops, they had to wait until the ground dried up a bit. So all of these things made it quite a difficult spring for farmers. And then in the summer, it was quite a cool summer, relatively speaking.
And then it was dry. It was a cool, dry summer. So how did that impact crops?
Well, it wasn't exceptionally cool. The temperatures were just between about 0 and 1 degrees below average, and there was, for most of the country, below average rainfall. What it meant was, because of the late sowing of crops and because of the cooler conditions, yields for some people were down. And as well as that, in terms of harvesting silage, etc., farmers didn't get a good window of a week or a week and a half like we have at the moment.
Well, look, it's that time of the morning when Matt Aaron gives the weather forecast. So what is it?
Well, the weather prospects are overall very good, really, for the rest of the week. For this morning, we have a lovely morning across the country, and any mist or fog will burn off very quickly, and today will be a fine, bright, sunny day once again. Temperatures expected to get up between about 18 and 22 or 23 degrees, coolest along eastern coasts due to light breezes, but warmest across the Midlands and west. Then tonight, a cool, crisp night with clear spells, a few patches of mist and fog once again, and temperatures dropping to between 6 and 11 degrees. And then more of the same tomorrow, another fine, dry, sunny day, temperatures again in the high teens to low 20s, and those conditions continuing then as we go through Thursday. So for all 3 days of the ploughing championships, excellent weather in store, dry again on Friday and pleasantly warm as well. Over the weekend, there is a greater chance of a few showers at times and temperatures dropping back a little bit, but there'll still be a fair amount of dry weather, and then Monday looks like being mainly dry as well. So overall, the weather prospects for the coming days are good.
Gerry Murphy, thank you. Enjoy the ploughing, and of course, thanks for bringing the good weather with you.